Friday, June 27, 2008. DPP slams Beijing over WHO block. Health concerns. The party said that Japanese media reports on the issue prove that the KMT and China's promise of support for Taiwan's bid was nothing but a lie. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, yesterday accused Beijing of politicizing health and disease concerns by blocking Taiwan's bid to join the WHO and slammed President Ma Ying-jeou's proposal of a diplomatic truce as a servile act that has failed to elicit a friendly response from Beijing. What the administration gets in return is Beijing grabbing a mile after being offered an inch, DPP spokesman Zheng Wenchan said. Zheng made the remarks in response to Japanese media reports alleging that China's Taiwan Affairs Office chairman Wang Yi told a Japanese delegation on Monday that Beijing would never accept Taiwan becoming part of the WHO, although it will look into setting up an international network that could be a new framework independent of the international body to include Taiwan in information on disease outbreaks. Wang's remarks proved that Taiwan's financial assistance and humanitarian aid after the devastating earthquake in China's Sichuan province and the resumption of talks between the two sides' quasi-official agencies did not change Beijing's attitude toward Taiwanese. Wang's action also proved that the promises made by Chinese Nationalist Party KMT Chairman Wu Boxiong and Chinese President Hu Jintao were nothing but a lie, Zheng said. Zheng was referring to Hu's claim that the Chinese government understood the frustration that Taiwanese feel in seeking to join global organizations and promised to make the issue a priority, including Taiwan's goal of joining the WHO. Hu then pledged to discuss Taiwan's participation in international organizations, including the WHO, in future talks. Zheng described the proposal of a diplomatic truce and the government suspension of military procurement from the U.S. as a servile act and voluntary disarmament. If the administration failed to respond positively to China's demand for unification, Beijing would step up its effort to steal the country's diplomatic allies, augment its missile deployment against Taiwan, further suppress the country's international space, and use Taiwanese business people to pressure the administration to push its political agenda, Zheng said. The presidential office declined to comment on the matter, saying it needed to verify whether Beijing had said it would not accept Taiwan's membership at the WHO. Presidential office spokesman Wang Yuqi said that the information the office obtained was inconsistent and the office was in the process of confirming it.